And then, Jim, I believe that's Irene.
I don't get Lum. I believe you're right.
We'll see. Hello, jot him down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the mysterious ghosts who were haunting Abner's house, turning on lights, opening doors, taking clothes out of the closets, turned out to be nothing more than Abner's missing wife and daughter. As a matter of fact, they had been home for several days, but Abner's fear of ghosts kept him from finding this out until the old fellow raided the place the other night. As we look in our little community today, we find a very happy Abner sweeping out the Jot 'em Down store while Lum works on the books. Listen.
Oh, they cut down the old pine tree and they hold it away.
For goodness sake, Abner, cut that out singing.
Huh?
I can't concentrate on nothing with all that noise going on.
Oh, was I singing?
I reckon that's what you call it. If you do more sweeping there and less dancing and singing, you get your work done a lot faster.
Well, I'm sorry I was bothering you, Lum. I tell you, I'm just so happy since I got Elizabeth and little Pearl back home. I just don't know hardly what I'm doing.
I don't much blame you for keeping that away.
Oh, well, they cut down the old pine.
Abner.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
I don't mind you being happy, but try to be more quiet about it. Don't forget, this is a business establishment we're running here.
Yeah, you're right. I ought to be quiet, yeah.
There ain't no singing recital or dancing school.
No, it ain't. No, you're just right about it.
Well, yeah, get the store swept out.
Yeah. Well, here, I reckon I better call up Elizabeth first, though.
Now, wait a minute, Abner. You've already called her 3 times in the last 5 minutes. Fine, you ain't got that much to talk about. You've made up with one another, ain't you?
Why, sure we have, yeah.
And she's forgive you and everything, ain't she?
Forgive me? Why, she ain't forgiving me for nothing. She's been apologizing to me.
Apologizing?
Yeah. Oh, me, Lum, she just chained up herself. She don't know what to do for running away, for thinking what she thought about me and all. She admits she done wrong.
Well, I do not. Well, that's the first time I ever heard of a woman taking altitude like that.
Oh, she's awful sorrowful.
The generality of women folks always tries to put the blame on you, even when they know it's their own fault.
Yeah, well, not Elizabeth. Tell you, Lum, there is without a doubt the wonderfulest woman that ever drawed breath.
Yeah. Proud to hear you say that.
Oh, she is a dandy.
Maybe you appreciate her more now.
Don't worry, I appreciate her. Yes, sir, I sure do. I ain't never gonna say nothing mean to her again as long as I live.
Well, good.
And I ain't gonna argue with her, nothing.
That's fine.
Yeah.
There's one more thing you ought to resolve to do, and that's what's your imagination.
My imagination?
Yeah, that's what actually got you into all this trouble in the first place.
Why, it never done it long. Elizabeth just thought I was sparking around that Annabelle Kearney, but it weren't true because Annabelle Kearney weren't even in town. I ain't seen her for, 3 or 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, I know. But before that, you got to imagining things about Elizabeth and made her mad at you.
Oh.
Yeah. A couple of nights there, you never went home to supper even.
No, it over at Cedric Weehunt's there one night and over at Grandpappy Spears another night, yeah.
You said you'd done it to learn her a lesson, but she hadn't actually done nothing to need no lesson. You just imagined it.
Yeah, don't get that right in. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I ought never to have did it. Never to have did it. Dad blamed me anyway.
Well, you know you're stealing sorrow for what's already been did.
I do, though.
The thing to do is resolve not to do it again.
I know that's just what I'll do. Fact says I'll resolve it right now. I won't never listen to my imagination again. I'll hate and despise it. That's what I'll do.
Good for you. It's the best resolve you've ever made.
Well, I'll stick by it.
It's going to do you more good than every one thing you could do.
Will it show up?
Of course it will. Make a new man out of you.
Well, good for me for being a new man. Good for me.
And it'll be a whole lot easier on me, too, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Oh, they cut down the old pine tree.
What did I tell you about that singing?
Oh, yeah.
That's a new rule I've just made. No singing during business hours.
Yeah, huh? Aye, doggy, that's a good rule, too, Lum. Yes, sir. Say, I believe I'll call up Elizabeth and tell her about my new resolve right now.
You can tell her that when you get home for supper tonight.
No, I believe I better tell her right now, Mom. Besides, I want to see how she's getting along with the baby, little Charlie.
Say, it reminds me, ain't it about time Elizabeth was bringing the baby back down here at the store?
Huh?
You said she just wanted to see the baby for a few minutes.
Well, she can't bring it down right now, Mom, because she's too busy fixing up the room.
Fixing up what room?
Well, that room we got there, that spare bedroom.
Well, what's it getting fixed up for?
She's just fixing it up, that's all, making it look pretty and everything. You know how women folks like to fix up rooms, decorate them and everything.
Well, is somebody coming to visit you?
Well, no, not that I know of, ain't.
Well, who's the room for then?
Why? Oh, did I forget now?
Abner, who's the room for?
Well, it's for the baby.
That's just what I figured.
Well, now, wait now, Mom. Let me explain this.
There ain't nothing to explain. You call up Elizabeth and tell her to bring little Mom over to the store right away. That baby ain't going to live over at your place.
Well, Mom, Elizabeth and Pearl's got the room all fixed up, and they've got a nice little crib for him to sleep in and everything.
We got a crib right here in the feed room for him. It's plenty good enough.
Well, they even got a name all picked out for him.
A name?
Yeah. Avery.
Avery?
Yeah.
For goodness sake.
I still like Charlie myself, but that old Pearl, she just got her heart set on calling little Avery.
Now, listen, Abner, Pearl or nobody else is going to name that baby. Now, you call up and tell them to get that baby back here right now.
Well, now, Mom, you said yourself that this store ain't no place to be raising a young'un.
Look, it's a lot better than having him being raised by a bunch of old-timey women folks.
Who's old-timey women folks?
Elizabeth is, and you know
it. Ah. Ain't done it. She's a fine woman.
Going on raising little Lum the modern scientific way.
Prattle.
Gonna give him the right kind of a start in life.
Sassy fast. Elizabeth knows a heap more about bringing up young'uns than you do, Lum. Well, she could even tell just by looking at little Charlie that you ain't been feeding him right.
How could she tell that?
I don't know what she said she could. You know, women folks, they just natural know them things, I reckon, Mom. First thing she done was to fix him up a batch of the right kind of food. And he ate it all. It was awful good for him, she said. It was a good thing that she come home when she did. That's what she said.
What'd she fix him?
Why? I don't know. I never paid no attention to how she fixed him. I'll tell you one thing, little Charlie ate it all up. I know that, and he appeared to feel a whole lot better, and he's looking better, too.
Hey, Granny, she's going to learn him so many bad habits, I never will get him straightened out.
She ain't learning no bad habits. She's
and
a
another thing, I want you to quit calling him Charlie. That ain't his name.
Well, you said you never liked Avery. That's what they want.
Like neither one of them for him. He don't look like a Charlie or a Avery.
He looks like a Charlie to me.
He looks like a little Lum.
Oh, he don't know. He's a nice-looking baby. He know it, Lum.
I never said he wasn't.
Well, you...
The reason he looks like a little Lum because he's a nice-looking.
Just one person's opinion, I reckon.
If you don't call up Elizabeth right now, I'm going over there and get the baby myself.
Well, now, wait a minute now, Lum. Maybe it might be better if you and Elizabeth both sort of took care of him.
Both of us?
Yeah, she can take care of him during the week, and, well, then you can have him on Sunday.
No, that won't hurt. A baby's got to be raised by one person. Too many cooks spoil the broth.
Well, now, Lum, it won't hurt her. Huh? Spoil a broth.
Yeah, that's exactly what'll happen.
Well, Elizabeth never spoil no broth, Lum.
I know that.
Fact is, I don't think she even picks up no broth for him. And if she did, I know she wouldn't spoil it. Elizabeth's an awful good cook, Lum.
I know she's a good cook.
Whereabouts did you hear she was cooking soup? Were you by the place this morning?
Of course not. I ain't been here all the time.
Well, where'd you find out? From the neighbors?
Goodness sakes.
Did they say what kind of soup it was?
All I said was...
It was bean soup. That's what it was. I seen a sack of beans there in the kitchen this morning. I don't believe she ought to be giving bean soup to a baby, though.
She ain't giving no soup to no baby.
She ain't. Well, who's it for? Oh, wait a minute. What's the matter with me? She's making it for me.
For you?
Why, sure. Well, she knows that's my favorite soup. Well, bless her heart. Bless her little heart. I believe I'll go home right now and get some of
it. Now, wait a minute, Abner. Don't go home because you won't get no soup.
I won't?
No. All I said was too many cooks file abroad, and that means...
Too many cooks? Who else is there?
My grannies, I give
up. It's them neighbor women, that's who it is, cluttering up the kitchen. I've told Elizabeth about that time and again. Doggies, they all get in there and get the gossip in the first thing you know while they let something on the stove burn. That's more likely how they file the soup right there. Just let it burn, that's what they did.
Are you two talking now?
I, doggies, Mama, I ain't going to stand for a thing like this. I'm going to give that woman of mine a piece of my mind.
Abner, get away from that phone.
Ain't nobody going to ruin my favorite soup and get away with it. I'll tell them that right now.
Abner, don't forget your resolve.
Uh-huh.
What about that resolve you made this morning?
That resolve was about my imagination. It weren't about no beans. Soup. Hello? Elizabeth? This your man, Abner. Listen here, you take that pot of burned soup and throw it out and make up a new batch right now. You heard me? Now, Elizabeth, don't try to act so innocent. I know everything. And get them women folks out of the kitchen, too. You know what women folks I'm talking about. Now, just get shut up and get that bean soup to cooking. All right, doggies, when I come home at noon, it better be ready, too. I'll tell you that. Goodbye. Doggies, don't never get married long. Women folks are just too hard to handle.